This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. School has begun, as our young listeners certainly know, and the morning air has a little crispness to it. Even some of the leaves are starting to turn. Kate, you ready for fall?
You know, David, fall's beautiful, and I still kind of want it to be summer, though. I mean, I'm just not ready for pumpkin spice flavored anything yet.
I understand that feeling, Kate. Yeah. But there is so much to do. I mean, apple picking, cider mills, mushroom hunting even, and harvest festivals are getting into full swing. There's also lots of music. That's Breathe Owl Breathe. They'll be at the Earthwork Harvest Gathering this weekend in Lake City here in northern Michigan. Music is a pillar of this festival, and so is food. It actually started out as a potluck dinner just for a few folky friends, and it's evolved into a really big celebration of the season. Performers from across the country and the world show up at a farm in Missaukee County. Organizer Seth Bernard, he actually grew up on this farm, and his dad, who just turned 70, still works it.
It's great to be able to have an exchange between his generation and then my generation, Generation X, and now the millennials here as well.
Now, whatever your generation is, there's lots to do. Besides music and food, there are workshops, a blessing of the water, even a basketball tournament. There's so much to do, you might get overwhelmed. So Seth suggests you pick out a couple of bands that you're interested in and go see them.
I always say, you know, check the schedule ahead of time, find some bands that you want to experience for the first time, and look at the workshops and see if there's anything there that suits you and your interests. There's a lot of opportunities to come away feeling inspired and connected with like-minded people.
Here's a little more Breathe Owl Breathe.
I was afraid of losing you. I was afraid of losing you. I was afraid of losing you. I was afraid of losing you.
Breathe Owl Breathe performs at the gathering on Saturday night. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio.
So David, as you're driving around looking for the leaves turning, have you noticed art on the sides of barns?
Yes, I have. What is that all about?
Okay, those are called barn quilts, which would sound kind of weird because you're probably thinking of quilting as a fiber art, right?
Right.
Well, quilting is a really old craft. Quilting circles have sat together for centuries, stitching their stories into fabric. But barn quilting is relatively new. What happened is that some artists wanted to use the same type of language of quilting in another medium, so they started painting patterns on huge sheets of wood, and then they hung them on barns.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a movement that started in the early 2000s. Dan Wanchura has more.
In 2008, Susie Perrin, a Georgia high school teacher, was driving down a back road somewhere in Kentucky. She had just wrapped up another year of teaching English and was zigzagging her way across the country on a camping trip. All of a sudden, she noticed what looked like a huge, brightly colored quilt hanging on the side of a barn.
I always say I'm not a super skilled quilter and don't have a lot of quilting knowledge, but I know a quilt when I see one.
Eventually, she worked up the courage to pull off the road and into the driveway for a better look. The woman who made the quilt happened to be home, and so Perrin asked her what the barn art was all about.
She said, you know, when you see a farm, you see a barn, you think about a man out there working hard, and you think about that farmer, but there's a farm wife, too. So there was this idea of showcasing the art of the farm wife by these, what they call barn quilts.
That barn happened to be part of a barn quilt trail, a collection of barns all featuring quilt-like artwork. Now, barn quilts aren't really quilts at all. Instead, they're usually a couple of 4x8 pieces of wood put together with quilt-like patterns painted on them. Perrin became so inspired by the barn quilts she saw that day that she wanted to find out more about them. She went online figuring she'd order a book to learn more. Problem was, there wasn't a book about barn quilts. So Susie Perrin decided to write one. She's now an authority on the subject. Perrin says barn quilts have become popular all over the country, including right here in Michigan.
This is so cool, isn't it? I love it. We've loved it forever.
Just outside Ludington, 72-year-old Mary Frances Philippi lives with her husband Gene on a 30-acre farm. She said she had never heard about barn quilts or barn quilt trails until one day a friend told her about a trail forming in Mason County.
She wasn't asking me to do it, but when she left, I thought, well, I could do that.
Mary Frances says when she looked at other people's patterns for the barn quilts, she knew she wanted to do something a bit different. She came up with the idea to paint angels of all different skin colors, holding hands and in a circle.
I got a Christmas card a long, long time ago, and it said, if only all the hands at reach could touch. And I thought, wow.
To know the significance behind that statement, you should know a little bit more about Mary Frances. She decided to join the Army as a senior in nursing school, just as the Vietnam War was beginning. After a 30-day journey by ship, she spent her 21st birthday stationed at the 93rd Evacuation Hospital in Long Binh, Vietnam.
Don't want to compare it to MASH, but it was somewhat like that. And it was a life-changing experience. And when I finished, I knew I could live through anything. So, there's lives that you touch, whether it be as a nurse or a person who makes angels. And you don't realize it, so you have to be careful how you step every day.
Mary Frances says one of the biggest challenges about making a barn quilt was painting something so big. Her Circle of Angels barn quilt is 6 feet by 6 feet.
We just got it hung up this morning, and when you stepped back and went, ooh, that looks good, that was rewarding, but I'm never, ever, ever, ever doing another one big. I'll help with patterns, but...
Her barn quilt will join 10 other quilts on the Mason County Barn Quilt Trail. For The Green Room, I'm Dan Wanchura.
More information about barn quilt trails in the area can be found at our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler produced the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
And I'm David Castleman. Have a good weekend.